家应该都是定睛关注于圣诞节的这样的一个家庭聚会。
In 1943, the world was at war.
在1943年的时候，整个世界的话，它有当时发生了第二次世界大战。
And Germany was winning the war.
然后在那一年的时候，德国赢得了这个世界大战。
And as Christmas approached that year, there was a young man that wanted to make a record.
但是在那一年圣诞节的时候，有一个年轻人，他录制了一首歌。
His name was Bing Crosby.
这首歌的名字叫《我将在圣诞节回家》。他的名字叫这个 Bing Crosby。
And in October of that year, he recorded this song, "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
在十月份的时候，他录制了这首歌。这首歌的名字叫《我将在圣诞节回家》。
But the War Department did not want this song to be released.
但是那个时候，他们并不想让这个歌发行。
Because the song ends with this phrase, "I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams."
因为这首歌里头，它有一句歌词是这样写的：“我将在圣诞节回家，即使在就算是在梦里面。”
And they were afraid that the troops would be demoralized by being so far away from home for Christmas.
他们不希望发行这首歌，是害怕这首歌会降低士兵的士气。
But the song was released.
但这首歌还是被发行了。
And in 1 month, it became the third most popular song in America.
在一个月之后呢，这首歌它就冲到了排行榜的第三名。
But the idea of being home for Christmas is a paradox.
但是圣诞节的家庭聚会其实充满了一些矛盾。
It creates in many people two opposite feelings at the same time.
在这个时间呢，很多人他会唤起两种完全相反的情绪。
Being home for Christmas creates feelings of being warm and being appreciated and celebrated.
圣诞节的家庭聚会会给我们带来温暖、关爱以及人与人之间的连结。
But for many other people, going home for Christmas means conflicts and disconnections and fights.
但是对于某一些人来说，他们这个圣诞节聚会却是痛苦、焦虑的，并且有很多的冲突发生。
And as we prepare for Christmas, we need to realize it's probably true that both of these are going to take place at the same time.
所以大家应该会意识到，当这个圣诞节聚会的时候，其实这两种情况都会发生。
But I'm going to give you a special hint of who needs to pay attention for this sermon.
我今天的信息呢，是特别的针对以下这些人的。
You don't need to listen to this sermon. In fact, you can go to sleep.
如果大家要那个陷入睡眠的话，大家就不需要听这个正道了。
If this Christmas, everyone around your table is happy and joyful.
因为所有来参加家庭聚会的人，可能他们都内心非常的喜乐。
And no one's going to have a bad attitude.
没有一个人他们会带着负面情绪。
And everyone is going to be emotionally secure.
而且他们的这个内心都非常的坚固如堡垒。
And they will not be selfish.
而且他们也不自私。
And they will all ask 6 times, "How can I help?"
而且他们在这个 table 上一直在问别人说，我能帮你什么吗？
If that's going to be your Christmas, go to sleep.
如果要是你的圣诞节会是这种情况的话，那你今天就不需要听了。
Because I have nothing to offer to you.
因为我帮不到大家。
But if this Christmas you might gather together with a group of needy people.
但是呢，你的圣诞聚会也有可能会遇到一些就是情况糟糕的人。
Who might be selfish at times?
也许他们会有的时候显得很自私。
We'll never ask, "How can I help?"
而且他们也从来不向别人提供帮助。
We'll never be entitled and thinking you need to wait on me.
或者他们太过自以为是，总是觉得别人不如自己。
If those needy folks are in your home, God has something to say to you.
如果你的家中有这样的人的话，那他们真的是需要来自神额外的恩典。
The truth of the matter is, Christmas would be perfect if it weren't for the people that were coming to our home.
事实上是所有的家庭其实都有不完美的人。
So when you put together broken people and stress,
当你把这些不完美的人聚集在一起的时候，就会充满了焦虑。
And a lot of people in a hurry.
很多人他们在赶时间。
And past histories of disconnections.
并且他们在过去的时候可能和你之间有些嫌隙。
Put that all together in a recipe and you will have a disaster.
如果你把这些人都聚在一起的话，那迎来的可能是一个非常不愉快的灾难的假期。
But what we're going to learn today is that God has a recipe for seasoning that gathering.
我们今天将要学习的是呢，神赐给了我们一个聚会预备的策略。
And so we're going to shake some seasoning on these Christmas gatherings to transform them.
我们将会为我们的圣诞聚会来添加一些佐料，让我们的聚会变得好起来。
The first ingredient is this.
这是第一个建议。
An awesome attitude.
就是有保持一个良好积极的态度。
Notice it says here that as God's chosen people.
大家注意这里头神用了一个词就是祭事。
This is your present reality right now.
这是你现在就是你是这里面指到的这些人。
If you have said, Jesus, be my Lord, be my King.
当你在向神宣称的时候你是我的王。
This is what is true of you.
这个就是你所坚信的真理。
You are chosen by God.
你是神所选的选民。
Before the creation of the planets, God chose you to be in his family.
在创世以前的时候神就拣选了你做他的子民。
You are specially selected by God.
你是特别的被神所拣选的。
And you are holy.
你是圣洁的。
How many of your sins are forgiven when you trust Jesus Christ?
大家知道你们身上有多少的罪被神所赦免了吗？
All of them.
是所有的。
Sins in the past.
包括过去的。
Sins in the present.
包括现在的。
And even sins in the future.
并且甚至是未来的。
All forgiven by God's grace.
你所有的罪都被神所饶恕了。
You're holy.
你是完全圣洁的人。
And you are dearly loved.
并且你是蒙爱的人。
The creator of heaven and earth loves you with an incredibly deep love.
我们的创世的主他爱你们并且他深深的爱你们。
Do you know that if you went into God's kitchen in heaven?
你们知道如果你们走进神的厨房你会看到什么吗？
Your picture would be on his refrigerator.
你会看到你的照片贴在他的冰箱上。
A big one.
而且是一个非常大的照片。
And if you ask him, God, can I see your wallet?
然后如果你要是问神的话，你能不能把你的爱展示给我看？
Your picture is in his wallet.
然后你会看到你的照片挂在他的墙上。
God loves you.
因为神爱你。
And so you don't need the approval of anyone in your family.
所以你不需要得到你来自家庭的认可。
You have the approval.
因为你已经得到了认可。
Of Almighty God.
是从神而来的认可。
So that gives us this incredible opportunity to have an awesome attitude.
所以呢，这个告诉我们，我们要有一个积极的态度。
And there's this list that we're given here.
我想给大家一个单子。
Notice it says clothe yourself. This is something you put on.
这是你们需要执行的一个操练的功课。
So we're going to clothe ourselves first of all with compassion.
首先呢，我们需要装备就是同情心这个积极的态度。
Compassion, the Greeks used to refer to compassion as the intestines.
Testing.
Yeah, your gut, your emotions, and your feelings.
就是这个同情心，它的这个表达是，就是它是内心深处的，就是里面的，就是你那个肠子里面的。
For us, it's more of your heart.
对于我们来说的话，这个同情心要发自内心。
When people come to your house,
当人们来到你家中的时候
have a heart for them.
你要向他们展示你的同情心
care for them.
你关心他们
show sympathy and compassion for them.
向他们来展现你真的是非常体恤他们的心情
Then it says kindness.
第二件事情就是善意
Kindness is an action.
善意是一种行动。
It's something you do.
是什么你必须是你必须行出来的一个事情。
So when the family, when your friends gather, do kind things for them.
所以当家庭聚会的时候，你要去做一些善意的事情。
Next, we're going to put on humility.
第三个事情呢，是你要谦卑。
And humility is not thinking poorly of yourself.
谦卑并不是说你要看低自己。
Humility is not thinking of yourself.
谦卑是你根本不去考虑自己。
It's thinking of the other person first.
谦卑是在于你先去考虑别人的需求。
How can I serve them?
我可以怎么来服务他们？
How can I love them?
我该怎么去爱他们？
How can I show kindness to them?
我怎么能向他们来展现我的善意？
Then it says gentleness.
第四个事情是温柔。
Be gentle.
我们要有一颗温柔的心。
Be gentle with the words that you speak.
我们在说话的时候口中要有温柔。
Does anybody know the difference between a gentle word and a hard word?
大家可以区分就是温柔的话和那些让人伤人的话吗？
Hard words start arguments and fights.
这些不好的话，它往往会引起冲突和争论。
Gentle words bring peace and restoration.
但是温柔的话，它会带出来和平和安慰。
And then patience.
第五个事情是耐心。
This word actually means long to anger.
这个意思呢，就是我们圣经中有提到的，慢慢的、慢慢的去动怒。
Not short to anger. Long to anger.
所以大家一定要谨记，要慢慢的动怒。
See, there are people in our lives, and they know exactly how to push a button to get us to respond.
我们身边总是有这样的一些人，他总是知道怎么去激怒你。
When they push the button, be long to respond.
当他们真的是刺痛了你那颗点的时候，大家一定要记住，要慢慢的、慢慢的去动怒。
And then forgive.
然后我们要原谅、饶恕。
Forgive.The grievances that people have caused.
我们要原谅这些曾经伤害过我们的人。
And what is the example of our forgiveness?
我们来给大家一个示例。
Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you.
我们要如同经文所说的，主怎样饶恕我们，我们也要怎样饶恕别人。
Everyone in my family has disappointed me and hurt me at some time.
每一个我的家庭成员其实以前都有曾经伤害过我或者让我失望过。
I have disappointed and hurt God many times.
然后但是我也曾经让我的天父一次次的失望过。
Yet God has forgiven me.
但是神原谅了我。
So I am going to forgive every person in my family.
所以呢，我也要原谅我家庭中的每一位伤害过我的成员。
And finally, we're going to put on the coat of love.
然后呢，我们会将这些刚刚提到所有的品格完美的连接在一起，就是用爱将它们连接。
Because this binds it all together, the coat of love.
我们通过爱将这些所有的品格都穿在一起。
And this word love is a special word.
这个是个非常特别的词。
The Greeks had four different words for love.
在希腊语中有四种不同的释义。
And this word is what we would call agape love.
我们这里指导的是提这个爱是来自上帝的全然的爱。
It is unconditional love.
也就是无条件的爱。
It is love that is in the love E.
他的意思说，不是关乎我。
I don't even know if this will translate.Let's say that you have offended me.
然后就说我好比说我冒犯了他。
And yet I, as the lover, am going to love you regardless.
然后呢，他就是一个全然的爱，然后他完全无条件的原谅我。
Even though she doesn't deserve the love,
尽管我并不值得他这样的爱。
I'm going to unconditionally give it to her.
然后我会全然的，就是无条件的把我的爱给他。
Now, why would I do this?
我为什么要这样去做呢？
Because God has unconditionally loved me.
因为神他是这样无条件爱着我的。
So his love's going to flow through me.
因为他的爱浇灌了我。
To my family members.
然后我才可以把这个爱浇灌给就是我的家人。
They don't have to do anything to get this love.
他们真的什么都不需要做去得到这份爱。
Because the love rests in me.
因为我的心中有神来自神的爱。
Do you know the difference between a thermometer and a thermostat?
大家知道这两个东西的区别吗？就是温度计和恒温计的区别。
A thermometer simply registers what temperature is in the room.
第一个温度计的话，它是用来测量你室内温度的。
A thermostat sets the temperature in the room.
但是这个恒温计的话，它可以设置好你室内的温度，并且保持这个温度。
As Christ followers, we are thermostats.
我们作为基督的跟随者，我们是这个恒温计。
We set the temperature in the room.
我们有这个设置室内温度的能力。
So you can have people in your family that are freezing. Oh!
如果你的家庭中有一些这样的人，他们感到非常的冷。
They're cold people.
他们内心感到非常的无助、绝望。
They're people that don't know how to give love and
他们不知道如何去爱别人。
They don't know how to be kind and compassionate.
他们不知道怎样去同情别人或者是给别人一些善意的这样的一些爱心。
But we can say, I'm not going to go to that freezing temperature, I'm going to be hot.
然后呢，你会说 OK, 我不要去进入一个这样冷的这样的一个室内。
And our heat can raise their temperature up.
因为我自己带有温度，我可以调整整个室内的温度，让它热起来。
There was a man that realized this many years ago.
我们来看一个人的故事。
And his name was Charles Darrow.
他的名字叫查尔斯·达罗。
And he was out of work during the Depression in the 1930s.
他是在大萧条时期的一个人物。
And he had to stand in line at theA place where they would receive food for the families.
然后呢，他是就是这个家庭唯一的供给者。
And he could have come home very discouraged every night.
他其实在那个每次回家的时候，他应该心情都非常的糟糕。
And in the nights that he came home and complained, "Oh, it's so terrible. Life is bad. I hate life."
他可以回到家的时候，口中发一堆抱怨的话，然后说生活太糟糕了。
If he did that, his family would go right down to where he was.
如果他真的这么做的话，那他也会导致他家里的成员，然后也感到非常的气馁。
But if he came home and he said, "You should have seen the day, the stories I heard."
如果他真的是怀着一个很积极的态度回到家说，你知道今天发生了什么吗？
His family would just soar with optimism and joy.
然后他们的情绪也会被他所感染，然后有一个很积极乐观的态度。
He realized he was the thermostat. He was the thermostat. He set the temperature of the room.
然后对，然后他呢，就是这个调节室内温度的人。
And he later went on.
然后之后发生一件事情。
To put together a game that had the good memories of his childhood, where he grew up in Atlantic City.
他呢就是在一个这个方形的纸板上开发了个小游戏，这个小游戏上就是记录了一些他曾经去过有美好记忆的这样的一些地方。
It's been one of the most popular games in America for many years, Monopoly.
然后呢，这个游戏呢成为了我现在就是美国非常受欢迎的一个游戏，甚至到现在也非常受欢迎。
You are thermostats.
这个游戏就是大富翁，然后你就是这个调节室温的人。
Your awesome attitude sets the temperature for your family.
你积极的态度可以影响你整个家庭的这样的室温。
That's our first ingredient.
这个是我们第一个对于圣诞聚会的建议。
Our second is a pervasive peace.
我们第二个对于圣诞聚会的建议就是全然的平安。
Could you read verse 15?
Yeah. 我们看哥罗西书的三章十五节。又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
We are going to walk in every one of our Christmas gatherings with peace in our hearts.
当我们在参加圣诞聚会的时候，我们要有基督全然的平安在我们心中。
Now it doesn't mean that there might be differences of opinions around the table.
这并不意味着就是我们在聚会中不会有意见分歧。
Some will like wonton soup.
有些人喜欢这个汤。
Others will like egg drop soup.
然后另一个人是喜欢那样的吃的。
Some will like steamed vegetables.
然后有些人喜欢一些特定的蔬菜。
Others will want the fried vegetables.
然后有些人想炒的这样的炒的蔬菜。
That's fine.
这些都是 OK 的。
But we're going to have our differences and settle them with peace.
但是呢，尽管我们有这么多不同的意见，但是我们要用和平来连接。
As believers, we have an incredible guide to help us in that peace.
作为信徒，我们有来自神非常好的教导，怎样去寻得平安。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
就是住在我们心中的圣灵。
And it says here that let the Holy Spirit rule in your heart.
保罗告诉我们说，我们要让基督的和平成为我们心中的中保。
If you're familiar with baseball, the word rule would be the word umpire.
如果大家熟悉这个垒球的话，这个 rule 这个词的话就来自于这个游戏。
The Holy Spirit can whisper to you, that's not the appropriate thing to say.
你们要听圣灵对你们心中悄悄的说话，他可能会告诉你说这个事情是不合适的。
I listen to the Holy Spirit speak to me inside.
我们需要静心来听圣灵在里面对我们讲话。
Sometimes I say to my loved ones things that are a little bit sharp and edgy.
然后有一些就是圣灵对我们说的话，可能有对于我们来说，我们不愿意去做。
And the Holy Spirit will whisper, Scott, you need to apologize.
然后呢，圣灵就告诉我们说，你可能需要去道歉。
So I say to my family, I apologize, would you forgive me? Because I spoke a word that was not kind.
然后呢，我就听从了圣灵的安排，去找我伤害过我的这样的家人来向他们道歉。
But when it comes to our Christmas gatherings, we're going to pray before people come into our house, Lord, I pray for your peace to be in me.
然后在圣诞节聚会之前的时候，我们要去先祷告，求神的平安与我们同在。
And we're going to say no to walking down the pathway of conflict.
然后我们要去祷告，求神不要让我们踏入那个冲突的道路。
And yes, to walking down the pathway of peace.
然后求神带领我们进入那个平安的道路。
And you will know when you have to make that choice.
你不需要知道你什么时候需要去做这个决定。
You realize it takes two people to have a fight.
你会发现只有两个人才能够发起这个冲突。
I've told people, I refuse to have a fight with you.
然后呢，你就去和这个人说 ，OK， 我不想和你起冲突。
And they say what?
然后对方会说，什么
？I say I just choose not to fight about this.
然后你会说，这是我的选择，因为我不想和你起冲突。
And it shocks them when you say that.
如果你这样去和对方说的时候，对方一定会非常的惊奇，被你。
We're also called to be thankful. We're also called to be thankful. The last phrase there.
Oops.
Yep. And be thankful.
就是说我们要心存感谢的心。
For many years, I was I ran the young people at our church.
然后在几年前的时候，我有去那个帮我。教我们教会小孩子踢球。
Yeah, these were the elementary school kids.
然后他们是一些幼儿园的小孩子。
Every Thursday for an hour and a half, I would take them with some of my other leaders, and we would have a youth group meeting.
然后在每周四的时候，我们会有一些教会的这些同工聚在一起有个会议。
And I had this phrase that I used every time we played a game.
就小孩子，不好意思，是小孩子的聚会。然后每次他们有这样聚会的时候，我都会用一个词，在他们玩游戏的时候。
At the end of the game, I'd say, "Who won?"
然后在游戏结束的时候，我会问他们说谁赢了。
And one team would say, "Oh, we won."
然后所有的孩子说我们都赢了。
And I'd say, "Who won?"
然后我又问他们说谁赢了。
And they'd say again, "We won."
然后他们说我们赢了。
I say, who won?
然后我又问他们说谁赢了。
And they say, what do you mean?
然后他们就问你到底在问什么。
I said, listen, all of you guys won today.
然后呢，我说其实我想告诉你们的是，所有的人今天都赢了。
I say, how many of you are in a wheelchair?
因为你们告诉我今天谁是坐在轮椅上的。
How many of you have cancer today?
你们谁有这个癌症？
How many of you were able to run and see the ball?
然后你们谁不可以跑，或者是你们看不到这个球？
How many of you have very sharp minds?
或者你们谁脑袋不是很清楚？
They say, ah, we understand.
然后他们就说 OK, 我了解你的意思了。
We're all winners just because we were able to play the game.
然后呢，他们会意识到说，哦，我们全部都是赢家，因为我们有一个健康的身体，我们可以去玩这个游戏，就已经是赢了。
Your peace will rise very far when you realize how blessed we've been.
如果你没有看到自己是多么的受祝福的话，其实你的平安就会离开你。
Do you realize that half the world would love to trade places with you?
然后你们知道，世界上有一半的人，他们不像你们一样是被祝福的吗
？We have such incredible blessings here.
因为我们已经接受来自神这样的祝福。
And yet we're not thankful.
但是我们却心里边却不感恩。
Our peace will grow when we realize how blessed we've been.
然后我们会心里头得到全然的平安，当我们发现我们自己是被神所祝福的。
So I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
今天我会给大家一个家庭作业。
This Christmas, would you initiate one act of reconciliation with a person that you're distant from?
在这个圣诞节，我强烈的建议大家都去做一个和解的工作。如果你有一些身边有一些和某些人有破裂的关系的话
，could be a brother or sister.
有可能是你们的弟兄姐妹。
Could be someone, your wife, your husband.
或者是你们身边的配偶、丈夫或妻子。
Could be somebody in your church.
或者是你们教会的弟兄姐妹。
A friend.
朋友。
Would you allow the peace of God to be so strong in your life that you would go to that person and be reconciled?
因为神已经赐给了你们内心全然的平安，你们是否有这个勇气去迈出这一步，去做和解的工作
？And let me share with you how you should do this.
我来给大家讲一下我们应该怎么去做。
First of all, go and say to the person, "I value you and our relationship."
首先呢，你要找到这个人，对他说，你对我非常的重要，你是一个有价值的人。
I love you.
然后对他说我爱你。
And I sense that there's some distance in our relationship.
我感受到好像我们中间有一些距离感。
Could we talk about it?
我们能否谈一下？
And let that person talk.
然后就让这个人去把他心里所想的讲出来。
And listen with both ears.
然后你们就需要做一个功课，静静的听。
Do not defend yourself.
千万不要为自己来辩解。
But when they get done talking, say, "Thank you."
然后当他们说完的时候，你说一句话，就是谢谢你的分享。
And if there's anything that you've contributed to the distance, would you be brave enough to say, "Would you forgive me?"
然后呢，你再踏出一步，就说你是否可以原谅我
？Because being a pastorate, I get a lot of conversations with folks.
作为一个牧师的话，其实我和会众都会有很多的交通。
I know of brothers and sisters that have not spoken to each other in 20 years.
然后我知道有一些弟兄姐妹，他们不和彼此讲话，竟然达到了有20多年。
I know of fathers and children that have not spoken to each other in decades.
然后我也知道，就是孩子和父母也有将近几十年的时间完全不讲话。
I know of husbands and wives living in the same home, but their hearts are far from each other.
我也知道有一些就是夫妻关系非常的差，他们虽然住在一个屋檐下，但是他们的心却远离了对方。
If you want to sprinkle the seasoning on Christmas,
如果你想在这个圣诞聚会的时候做一些改变
，allow God's peace to be in you.
就是让基督的平安完全的去充满你。
So we're going to have an awesome attitude.
所以第一件事情我们要有一个好的态度。
We're going to have a pervasive peace.
然后呢就是我们要有一个全然的平安。
The third ingredient, we're going to have a caring communication.
第三点的话就是我们要注意交通的方式。
If you could read 16 to 17.
Yeah.我们一起来看哥罗西书的十六到十七节，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神，无论做什么，或说话，或行事。
What was the message of Christ that he spoke?
这个是什么意思呢？
If you were to take all of what Jesus taught us,What was the most important thing that he taught us?
然后如果主耶稣所教导我们最重要的道理是什么？
It's all about King Jesus and his kingdom.
就是主耶稣是我们的王以及他的王国。
There is a king that is available to rule in your life.
主耶稣他可以做你生命的主，做你生命的王。
There is a kingdom that we're supposed to seek above every kingdom on earth.
然后这里有一个天国，这个是我们真的是永生的盼望，我们当去追寻的，超过这世上一切。
And this kingdom can come and live within us, and we can live within that kingdom right now.
然后这个王国现在是对所有的人都是开放的，我们可以住进去。
Remember the verse in Matthew 6:33.
我们记得马太福音的
Seek first his kingdom. That's our goal. That's what Jesus told us to do. Seek first his kingdom.
对，马太福音中他提到了说我们要先求神的国，神的义。
So what is your plan to share the message of this kingdom Christmas?
所以在这个圣诞聚会的时候你的计划是什么呢？就是把这个福音来告诉你身边的人。
There's several things you can do.
有几件事情你可以做。
One is you could read the Christmas story around your table.
你可以在餐桌上和大家分享圣诞的故事。
You could also have sharing questions and ask people, share your memories of Christmas, share your memories of, you know,traditions that you have celebrating Christmas in the past.
或者你可以和桌上坐的人然后做一些问题的分享，让他们去分享一些他们所经历的圣诞节的一些故事和这个心情。
If you're really brave, you could sing a Christmas carol.
如果你非常的勇敢的话，你甚至可以在这个桌上唱一首圣诞歌曲。
What I'd like to do is something called lean in and lean out.Let me explain that. This is leaning in.
然后 lean in 就是向前。
And that's leaning out.
然后 lean out 就是向后。
It's a way to present an idea that might be offensive, but then you're withdrawing.
然后呢，这个就是说你可以试图的去呈现一些你自己的想法，然后你把它呈现出来之后，感觉有一些对对方有些冒犯的话，你又可以再退出来。
And here's how you can do it.
然后大家就可以这样去做。
I would love to share with you in 7 words the whole story of the Bible.
你可以会大家说和大家说 ,OK, 我现在可以把整个圣经故事用7个词然后来和你说明。
But you might be busy and you probably won't have time to do that right now.
然后呢你也可以说如果你现在很忙的话那我们下次分享也是 OK 的。
7 words for the whole Bible?
然后你又试探地说 OK, 7个字的圣经故事你愿意听吗？
Maybe it's some other time when you have a few minutes.
然后你又退后一步说 OK, 我下次讲也可以的。
Now what do you think that person's going to do?
然后你们觉得这个人他会有什么反应？
They're going to want to know.
然后他们会很好奇想知道。
And you're not forcing it on anybody.
然后你也没有去强迫他们什么。
Now you say, Do you guys have enough time to listen to the 7 words of the whole Bible?
然后你们大家有时间吗？现在想听这七个词吗？
You're in a sermon. There's not enough time to do that right now.
然后 OK, 我们现在在正道的时间，还是算了吧。
How many want to know the whole Bible in seven words?
大家想知道吗？举一下手。
A few of you. All right, let me give it to you.
好，那我和大家说一下。
Seven words, the whole Bible.
整个圣经可以总结归纳为七个词。
Creation.
创造。
Fall.
道成肉身。
Christmas.
圣诞节。
Good Friday.
耶稣受难日
Easter
复活节
Ascension
耶稣升天
There it is, the whole Bible, seven words.
这就是整个圣经贯穿圣经的七个词
Now they're going to say, well, explain that to me.
然后呢对方可能就会问你可以解释一下吗
That's our opportunity.
然后呢这就是我们的机会了
And what I would do with this is I would say God created the world perfectly.
然后呢，我会说，神创造了这个世界，万物都为美好。
God is a good God.
我们的神是美善的神。
He's an incredible God with an incredible mind.
他是真的是神。
Look at all that He created.
然后你们看这个世界，这个都是来自神的。
But we fell.
但是我们却辜负了他的这样的。
We chose to disobey God.We rebelled against God.
然后我们起了悖逆的心。
And because of that, we brought terrible sin into the world.
正因为我们起了悖逆的心，然后就罪就到了我们中间。
We are the ones that brought the sin into the world, not him.
神在创造万物的时候都是美好的，但是我们却把罪带到了这当中。
But he loves us so much.
但是我们的神却如此的爱我们。
That he sent his son Jesus at Christmas.
他把他的独生爱子赐给我们
to rescue us from our sin.
来做我们救赎的主
And on Good Friday, he paid for our sin on the cross.
然后他在这个受难日的时候，他为我们上了十字架
And on Easter morning, he rose from the dead.
然后他又在三日后复活
And then he went to heaven.
然后呢，他就升天去到了天堂
And he promises he's going to come back.
并且他向我们承诺，他还会再来
That's the King I'm talking about.
这就是我们我在聊的这样的一位王。
That's the message of Christ.
这就是从基督而来的信息。
And it is your responsibility to share that message with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers.
我们在座的人每个身上都带着这样的使命，就是将这样的福音来传给我们身边的人，我们的家人朋友。
Lean in, lean out.
然后就是刚刚牧师给我们的这个建议，我们试探性的去传。
Let's go to our last ingredient here.
好，我们再看最后的一个建议。
A winsome witness.
就为主做见证。
Could you read 17, Phoebe?
Yeah. 哥罗西书的三章十七节，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
I'm not sure about.The Chinese culture, but American culture doesn't pay attention too much to names.
我不知道就是中国的文化是怎么样的，但是对于美国文化来说，我们对于名字其实并不是非常的重视。
But your name in the ancient world was really important.
但是在古时候的时候，一个人的名字是非常的有重要的意义的。
And for us to wear the name of the Lord.Means that we are showing our allegiance to Him.
当我们把基督的名字带在我们身上的时候，那就意味着我们要用一个基督的样式来活。
As Christ's followers, it's like we are wearing the name of Jesus on a cap.
当我们作为基督的追随者，就意味着我们将他的名字带在了我们的身上。
Notice it said in whatever you do.
也就是说，不管你做什么。
Everywhere you go, you are wearing the name of Jesus.
无论你去哪里，你都应该带着基督的印记。
When you walk into your office tomorrow, you're wearing the name of Jesus.
当你出现在工作场所的时候，你要记得你带着耶稣的名字。
When you're at home, you're wearing the name of Jesus.
当你在购物的时候，你要记得你有带着耶稣的名字。
So we have a tremendous opportunity.To display Jesus all the time.
所以呢，我们有很多很多的机会来向身边的人来展示我们这位救主。
The critical question is, what impression do people have about Jesus when they see us?
但是关键问题就是在于，当人们看到我们的时候，或者和我们交谈的时候，他们对耶稣会是什么样的印象呢？
The story is told of a pastor that was building a wood trellis.
给大家讲一个故事，就是一个牧师他在建这个木质的一个棚架，然后让这个藤蔓可以爬上去。
And a little boy came to watch him build this.
然后呢，就有一个小男孩跑过来，静静的在旁边看他做这个工作。
And the pastor was hammering away and cutting the wood.
然后牧师就在这边一边去那个切这个木头，然后一边去钉钉子。
And a little boy just sat there like this, watching.
然后这个男孩子他就一直站在这边看。
And the pastor said, "Wow, this is great. Are you learning a lot about building a trellis?"
然后牧师就问他说，OK, 你好像一直都在关注我去做这个事情，你是不是学习了很多？
The boy said no.
然后男孩说不是。
And the pastor said, well, what are you doing watching me?
然后牧师就说，那你在看什么呀？
He goes, I want to see what a pastor does when he hits a hammer on his nail.
然后他说，我是在等，就是如果一个牧师被锤子砸中了手指头，他会说什么？
The world's always watching us.
所以整个世界其实都在看我们。
Wear the name of Jesus when your family gathers together.
所以大家要记得，当你在参加家庭聚会的时候，你的身上有耶稣的名字。
This Christmas, a lot of negative things can happen to us.
然后这个是我们的圣诞节，有很多的这个负面的事情可能会发生。
This is your heart.
这个是我们的心。
And a lot of times when our families get together, because of past history, there's negative things in our heart.
每次当家人聚在一起的时候，其实都充斥着对过去的一些失望以及过去的冲突，我们难以抹去的东西。
Maybe someone said something harsh to us years ago.
也许某一个人他在过去几年前，然后说了一些让我们伤害我们的话。
Maybe somebody was insensitive to a need in our life, and we became angry.
然后或者有些人他非常的敏感，然后就容易生气烦恼。
Maybe we expected someone to be kind to us when we were going through a difficult time, and they ignored us. They were selfish.
或者是我们遇到一些自私的人，当我们需要安慰的时候，他也没有给我们安慰的话。
So not only are we angry, but now we're impatient with them.
或者是我们就是面对一些没有耐心的人，然后也会搅起我们内心的失望和沮丧。
It could be that they just forgot something that we thought was really important, and so now we got.Extra negative things going on in our heart.
然后呢，就是这所有的一切都让我们的心里充满了负能量。
Maybe it's possible that there's people in our family that have gossiped about us.
然后，也有可能就是我们家庭有一些成员他们在就是私下议论这些事情。
And our hearts start to fill up with these negative emotions.
然后呢，我的心里头就充斥了各种各样负面的一些东西。
And all of a sudden.We've got a bitter heart.
然后突然之间呢，我们的内心就充满了苦毒。
How do you get rid of a bitter heart?
我们该如何去除心里头这些苦毒呢？
Get out of me.
然后你这样是没有用的。
Doesn't work. You can't get rid of a bitter heart by focusing on a bitter heart.
当你在把你的全身心都关注在你这些苦毒上的时候，你是没有办法解脱的。
What we need is the good news of Jesus Christ to come into our hearts.
我们所需要的正是主的话语和他的福音。
We need the gospel to come into our hearts and change us from the inside out.
我们需要福音进驻到我们的心里，充充满满的来填补我们内心的苦毒。
And the gospel comes in as we read the word of God.
当福音进入到我们心里的时候
，as we pray.
当我们祷告的时候
，As we slow down and listen to God，
当我们就是静下心来听神话语的时候
，As we go to church，
当我们去参加教会的敬
拜的时候 as we're involved with small groups,
当我们去参加小型聚会的时候
and when the word of God starts dwelling in us richly,
然后呢我们就会让神的话语慢慢的来进入到填满我们的内心
slowly, it starts changing us,
然后就开始慢慢的来改变我们从内而外
You know the great thing about this?
大家知道这个好处是什么吗
Is when the word, when the message is dwelling us all the way to the top.
就是当这个信息充满我们的时候
These negatives can't get back in.
然后这些负面的东西它没有办法
They never go deep into us anymore.
它没有办法再进去了甚至它真的没有办法再进入到我们内心深处
This Christmas,There's going to be people gathering together.
当这个圣诞聚会的时候，当人们聚集在一起的时候
，Make sure your heart is filled with the gospel.
然后确保你的心被神的福音充充满满的填满。
So that you can have an awesome attitude.
然后你就有一个就是非常好积极的态度。
You can have a pervasive peace.
然后你有全然的平安。
You can have a caring communication.
你有一个正确的交通方式
and that you can have a winsome witness.
你就可以为主来做见证
Lord, I pray for every person in this room.
主啊，我为所有在座的人祷告
Every one of us has been wounded by someone in the past.
主啊，我们在过去的时候都有被人伤害过
Maybe it was yesterday, maybe it was a lifetime ago.
有可能是昨天，也有可能是长达一生的伤害
But we acknowledge it's onlyYour gospel that can change us.
并且我们知道，只有你的福音可以改变我们。
It is only the gospel that sets us free from these negative emotions.
只有福音可以将我们这些负面的情绪然后去除。
So we want more of you.
所以主啊，求你真的是让我们更深的经历你。
We want to be filled with your love and your grace and your kindness.
主啊，我们愿意被你的恩典、你的慈爱充充满满的填满。
So that we can be.Your witnesses to our family and friends.
主啊，让我们有这个能力，在我们的家人面前为你来做这荣耀的见证。
Help us to season this Christmas season with the gospel.
主啊，求你来帮助保守我们圣诞的聚会，让我们有你的福音与我们同在。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.